Peter Pan is to join the company of Scarlett O'Hara and Philip Marlowe, all great fiction characters whose exploits got a second life after the death of their authors. Great Ormond Street Hospital for Children in London, which owns the rights to J.M. Barrie's classic adventure tale, yesterday announced that it has selected an author to write a sequel to Peter Pan. Geraldine McCaughrin is an award-winning author of children's books. She beat out 100 other writers for this honor and joins us now from London. Congratulations.
Thank you. You're very kind.
Any ideas that you might share with us for the sequel?
Ooh, let me see. A couple of themes that I can tell you. There'll be themes of dressing up, which I think is a subject close to children's hearts. And there'll be a theme of exploration, because the Edwardians were very big on exploration.
Well, you have a major problem to begin with, and that is the, of course, we all recall the demise of the great villain, Captain Hook.
Yes, that it is the biggest problem that I face, but I have overcome it, but I have no intention of telling you how.
Okay, we have seen characters come back to life from time to time. Maybe the crocodile missed him somehow. We'll never know, I guess, until the sequel comes out. But it's got to be awfully daunting to have such a mighty big seven-league boots to step into.
Oh, it certainly is, yes. It's intimidating because there are so many people out there that really love this book and have a proprietorial feeling towards it. I stand to offend them dreadfully.
Yes.
There were also an awful lot of people that went in for this competition to write this sequel.
Well,
and so there are going to be 200 of them all around the world that think that theirs is going to be better than mine.
They're sharpening their blue pencils even as we speak. I wonder, when you entered the competition, did you have particular story you wanted to tell, a character you wanted to flesh out some more?
Now, I have to say that my first motive was to help out Great Ormond Street, because it seems a really worthwhile reason for doing a sequel. From the literary point of view, I wouldn't dream of trespassing on holy ground, but because it is so worthwhile, and it is something that Barrie wanted to happen, he wanted, to get the Great Ormond Street to get the money from the copyright. And if I managed to use all the characters who are in the book, the original book, I will reanimate the hospital's ability to use that copyright to earn money, possibly until 70 years after my death.
So there is a greater story that goes behind this. Nevertheless, someday you've got to sit down and start typing.
I have.
You've already started.
I've sat about today in various studios writing the first chapter. I can give you a sample if you want.
Please do.
Right, the opening words of the sequel will be, "I'm not going to bed," said John, which startled his wife. "Children are never ready for bed, but grown-ups like John are usually hankering for their pillows and eiderdowns from the moment they finish dinner. I'm not going to bed," said John again, and so ferociously that his wife knew he was very frightened indeed. "You've been dreaming again, haven't you?" she said tenderly. "Such a trial." John scrubbed at his eyes with his knuckles. "I told you I never dream. What does a man have to do to be believed in his own house?"
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah, that's good. And we assume this is the same John, so we're talking...
It is the same John.
25 years after the original story. Something like that?
Yes.
All right.
Something like that, yes.
And that's the opening, and I can predict the ending. The last two words, of course, will be the end. Any timetable as to when you're going to get around to typing those last two words?
I've got to get it finished by the end of the year, because they want to publish next summer.
Next summer is when it would come out, and... We mentioned, obviously, the sequels to Gone with the Wind, and there was a Philip Marlowe as well. Those were not critical successes.
No, well, I can only do the best that I possibly can. I think people will not like it. Some people will not like it anyway, but you can't please all the people all of the time. So I shall just have to try my very best to do something truly original, but in the spirit of Barrie.
Well, we wish you great good luck.
Thank you. That's very kind of you.
Geraldine McCaughrin recently won the Whitbread Children's Book Award for a third time and is now the future author of the sequel to Peter Pan.
This won't do. What's the matter with you? All it takes is faith and trust. Oh, and something I forgot. Dust.
Dust?
Dust.